I've got to hope I'm not saying the same things after the Crewe game. I've got to the stage now where I maybe need a break from thinking about it because it's on my mind 24/7. We're trying everything we can to stop the rot, basically. And we continue to keep coming back to the same things. But science has fixed something that isn't that broke. There's obviously a problem, but have you ever took something back to a shop that says it keeps making this noise and when you land it in, it doesn't make the noise? And so they give it back and you go away and it still doesn't work. Well, we're putting good players in good positions to play well, to create chances, to have a stranglehold on the game, to defend well, and hopefully win. And the only thing we're not getting is the win. How long do you go with that? You're thinking, well, this way is right because we're dominating games. We're not giving up many chances ourselves. We're making plenty of chances ourselves. It'll change. Well, I've always been a firm believer in that. That's been my mantra. You know, be governed by how you play, not what your results are. They should govern your future decisions and how you're playing. Well, I know results are always the most important thing, but it's getting absolutely critical now. And something has to give them. Although I've always been loathed for it, it might have to be changed for the sake of change, just so the players feel as though something different is happening. Because if it must be driving me round the bend, and Jimmy round the bend, with what we're seeing, what must it be doing to the players? When you keep trying what you know is right, and it just somehow every week something manages to go against you. I mean, you can't legislate, you can't set your defence up for your centre-half slipping over on his face. You can't. And he hasn't meant to do that, so how do you have a go with the player for that? How do you have a go for the other players who are adjusting their positions for everybody else? And that, sadly, is just symptomatic of us at the moment. Now, we can go one of two ways. We can bemoan our luck and play the victim and be the victim. And if we go up thinking that we're unlucky, I mean, you must have come through a lot of people in your life who say, oh, I never win anything, mate. They don't win anything because they don't believe they're going to win anything. And they probably validate the disappointment by saying, I told you it wouldn't happen. So they try and get a crumb of comfort out of the fact that they predicted something that they secretly hope wouldn't happen, but has happened. And we've got to get away from that. We've got to get away from being a victim. Yeah, it's been an absolutely horrendous run of bad luck. And I've encountered more than most in the last couple of months. But we've got to fight and we've got to work hard and we've got to believe first and foremost. And if we have to change things around just to maybe alleviate some mental problems, we'll have to. But we've got a good set of players here. And I firmly believe that we are better than a lot of teams in this league. Now we've got to go and do something about it. We've got to start winning games.
In a perverse way, would it be easier in terms of what you decide to do if you'd been terrible, if you got hammered in a game, and then you could go, right, draw a line, start again, back to the drawing board?
Yeah, it'd be dead easy. Well, not dead easy, but it would take a lot of pressure off you. Because there's so many good things that we're doing at the moment. We're just not doing the final one. So it's as if someone's playing a trick on us. It's as if someone's playing a trick. But if we keep believing and we keep working hard, you know, I know the players are hurting, but they've not got to take it to the stage where they fear the worst as they go into games. And we've got to get that mentality changed. And that will only happen in training and maybe being a bit more competitive in training. Make clear winning and losing situations in training. And just get us back to that feeling. I'm sure once we win one, we'll win two. I'm convinced of that.